Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, feeling both of us feeling pretty darn good on this Thursday afternoon. Ready for Wake Forest football tonight?
Yeah.
I threw that in there to make you feel good this afternoon.
If we don't win this game, I'm going to be nervous.
Okay, let's go ahead and jump in and look at the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon. Here we go.
Number one.
So far, we have made it through the peak of hurricane season. Congratulations. Strong, dry, and dusty air has limited storm development. Right now, we looked at the graphics here just about an hour ago. And the Saharan dust is sitting right on top of Pensacola. Mm. That is why all of the rain, central, south Florida, they're getting really smashed down there. It's pushing it down that way. So the dust can stay, as far as I'm concerned. NAC forecasters say when the season does start to ramp up, the region from the Caribbean into the southern Gulf will be the area definitely to watch as of today. The Atlantic Basin showing calm conditions. Forecasts show no tropical activity is anticipated in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days.
Number two.
And animal services fees are scheduled to increase in Santa Rosa County. Commissioners are voting today on a new fee structure, updating the ordinance adopted in 2019. Redemption fees will see the largest change, as the ordinance also aims to provide consistency for fines related to animal control violations. If the measure is approved, the revised fees will become effective October 1st.
Number three.
Residents are encouraged to register their home surveillance cameras, which are useful in investigations due to their increasing presence. Currently, 600 homeowners in Escambia County have registered their cameras. Sheriff Chip Simmons saying more registrations are needed as the cameras currently available have proven to be doggone effective.
All right.
And I threw the doggone in there.
Yeah, that was not a direct quote. 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. It's been a pretty hectic couple of hours on the roads, especially last hour. Had a lot of issues there. But taking a look at our map, there's really only one spot causing issues, and that's what we expected. 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, did have an accident reported in that area. That congestion has not lessened in the slightest. But outside of that, there shouldn't be much holding you up at this time. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As for your weather, 89 degrees, going to be a low of 72 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear over the next several days, with highs sitting at that steady 90.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right, 616 News Radio 92.3. For the first time in 14 years, go ahead, count them. Warrington Prep has improved its school grade to a C. This week, the Florida Department of Education confirmed the school won its appeal after more than 40 students were miscounted on state test scores. The state initially gave the school a D grade before overturning that decision. The former Warrington Middle School was considered a failing school for more than a decade. And boy, I got to tell you, Washington Prep Principal Delvin Vick, a pretty happy guy today.
I'm just looking ahead. I'm not satisfied. I'm really not satisfied with the C. It feels good for the moment. And like I said, you can take a collective breath. But for me, I think Warrington deserves an A school. And can you imagine what that would mean for this community when we get there? Yeah. I mean, I think it's just going to change a lot of people's perception about what can come out of this area.
And I do believe you will get there. School has put plans to expand to the 9th grade on hold, rightly so, as they work to continue bringing those grades up.
All right. And Kim McChesney will reportedly not be returning as assistant principal at Gulf Breeze Elementary School. This comes after McChesney's son, Matthew, was arrested on multiple charges, including possession of child pornography, but he was still allowed to participate in the senior walk despite having confessed to authorities weeks prior. McChesney has been on paid administrative leave since August 4th, and now the P&J has since reported that Bobby Luter has been appointed as the new permanent assistant principal for the school.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
617 News Radio 92. Before I dig into the state stories, I do want to remind you, Women for Responsible Legislation, WRL, we call it, is doing their special meeting. Happens tomorrow morning, 10:30 to noon. Guess who's going to be their guest speaker tomorrow?
Who?
Former mayor of Pensacola, Grover Robinson.
Oh, nice.
I'd like to be there to ask him a few questions. Yeah, I'm sure he would.
Pick his brain, sure.
Absolutely. Grover's a great guy. Anyway, always very transparent in what he was doing. So tomorrow, WRL, Public Library down on Spring Street. Check out former mayor and former county commissioner, District 4 commissioner, Grover Robinson, live and taking those questions, 10:30 to noon in Pensacola tomorrow. So that would be cool. Now, looking at the kind of bigger scope of stories on the national or in state level, special agent who opened fire on a man accused of plotting to assassinate President Trump in Florida before last November's elections. Well, he's testified at trial in Fort Pierce. I say this national and state because it has the national implications because of President Trump, but it happened here in the state of Florida. Jessica Rosenthal, all over the story for you.
Secret Service Special Agent Robert Fracano was ahead of President Trump on his West Palm Beach golf course last September, scanning the hole ahead. He said he noticed abnormalities in the fence line. There appeared to be a face, a weapon barrel, and Humvee-type plates like he used to see in the Marines being used for armor. He thought the individual at first was homeless, but then he realized the barrel of an AK was pointed at his face. On cross-examination, Ryan Ruth, who is representing himself, asked if he could have raised the gun and fired at the agent that day. Fracano replied, "I don't know what your mindset was that day." Ruth opened by asking the agent if it was good to be alive. Fracano said yes, it was. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And Florida's Attorney General speaking out following the assassination of Charlie Kirk on a university campus in Utah. James Uthmeyer says Kirk, a conservative influencer, was all about open debate. He urged schools here in Florida to continue to hold political events. However, he said more security will be needed to keep guests safe.
Okay, a black student who was dragged from his car and then beaten by Florida officers has filed a federal lawsuit, rightly so. It's happened in Jacksonville. Austin and I have followed this one for quite a while now. Gary Baumgarten has the details on News Radio 92.3.
22-year-old William McNeil claims his civil rights were violated when Jacksonville, Florida sheriff's deputies punched him and dragged him from the car during a traffic stop. Prosecutors determining what they did was not a crime. McNeil's attorneys claim the sheriff's department racially profiles and engages in illegal or excessive use of force. The sheriff says a video clip of the last part of the traffic stop that went viral only tells a part of the story. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you and another check of your roads and weather, keeping you updated on that 9 Mile Road, Palafox Street situation right here on News Radio 92.3.
Adams Homes, in conjunction with Aquasure Mortgage, invites you to a special pop-up home expo. It's happening Saturday from 10 till 2 at Turtle Creek, a new cottage home neighborhood community featuring completed homes ready to move in now. At Turtle Creek, you'll find beautiful and affordable new homes, plus vendors, giveaway drawings, even food trucks. Adams Home agents will be on hand to show and discuss unbelievable purchase incentives, plus lenders with Aquasure Mortgage to answer all your questions. Aquasure Mortgage is a top 20 national leader in home underwriting, processing, and closing, offering great rates and extensive home loan product options. Real-time loan updates and available when you need them most. Don't miss it. The Pop-Up Home Expo this Saturday from 10 till 2 at the new Adams Homes Turtle Creek Cottage Homes Community, just off Highway 29, 3 miles north of the paper mill in Cantonment. Brought to you by Adams Homes and Expo sponsor Aquasure Mortgage.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
What's better than 45% off American-made New South windows? How about 45% off and a free generator? On September 13th, visit a New South showroom for 40% off. Arrive before noon for an extra 5% discount, plus a free generator. Make your home hurricane ready. One day only, September 13th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your window and door measurements. You must be in person at a New South showroom to get this deal. Offer is subject to conditions. Visit newsouth.com/deal or call 800-NEW-WINDOWS.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Consumer prices rising modestly last month, and there are new signs of job markets slowing down. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
The prices you pay, the consumer price index, rose slightly more than expected in August, up 0.4%. The CPI readings are mixed. Core CPI, excluding food and energy, rose just 0.3%. For the year ending in August, CPI was up 2.9%, up 3.1% for core CPI as expected. However, a separate report says the number of people signing up for unemployment benefits rose last week to 263,000, the most in nearly 4 years. Those remaining on benefits during the week ending August 30th also rose. Most economists expect the Fed to lower interest rates by 0.25% next week because of signs the job market is cooling. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, 6:24, afternoon sliding by here, News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today for you. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market's results.
The major averages finishing at record highs, with the Dow closing above the 46,000 level for the first time ever. Inflation rose modestly last month, but at the same time, data showed that claims for unemployment benefits surged, signaling a cooling labor market and reinforcing bets that the Fed will slash interest rates at its meeting next week. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors rose, with healthcare the best performer, while energy lagged. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and United Health. The Dow decliners, Boeing, Cisco, and Amazon. The Dow up 617 points, the Nasdaq higher by 157, S&P 500 up 55. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, really only one spot we've been keeping an eye on, and that's 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. But it looks like the bulk of that congestion has cleared up. So if you're dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. As for your weather, sitting at around 89 degrees here, going to be a low of 72 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear the next several days, heading all the way into your next work week with a steady high of 90.
Okay, MSNBC has reportedly fired one of its political analysts following comments he made about the shooting of conservative activist and Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk on Wednesday. Christina Coleman has the story.
This political contributor, Matthew Dode, made some controversial comments following Charlie Kirk's political assassination.
He's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech.
MSNBC quickly addressed how inappropriate it was, writing, quote, "During our breaking news coverage of the shooting of Charlie Kirk, Matthew Dode made comments that were inappropriate, insensitive, and unacceptable. We apologize for his statements, as has he. There is no place for violence in America, political or otherwise."
Yeah, even MSNBC host Joe Scarborough this morning applauded the network's president for denouncing Matthew Dowd for his wrong and hurtful remarks about the shooting of Charlie Kirk. Big and bold of MSNBC to actually stand up and support that.
Yeah, Yeah, because it is. It's. I told you last hour, Chris, it's a matter of, okay, I get what you're saying. He's a polarizing guy. You're preaching to the choir. Everybody knows that. The thing is, to talk about, because I heard the entire quote, and it kind of gave a vibe of like, he kind of had this coming. You know, it gave that vibe, and that's what is very upsetting. That's why it was so controversial. And action needed to be taken. You know, you don't say stuff like that. It's plain and simple. Also, wanted to touch on this: a federal judge blocking the Trump administration from stopping social services to immigrants. Washington State led a coalition of 21 states and D.C. in filing the lawsuit. It argues the Trump administration incorrectly interpreted a decades-old law governing access to social services for non-citizens. It includes programs like Head Start, Title X family planning clinics, food banks, domestic violence shelters, adult education, and community health centers. The Trump administration can appeal.
Okay, it is 627 News Radio 92.3. 24 years. Where has that gone? That's the number of years since the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the U.S. This is just absolutely horrible. Eric Shawn, he is in New York City this evening with the latest from Ground Zero.
It has been, well, nearly a quarter of a century, although it certainly does not seem that way. And again today, we saw the familiar, sacred, and sorrowful ceremony in which the 2,977 people who were murdered by radical Islamic terrorism were honored and remembered. One widow said, 24 years seems like 24 minutes. The victim's name said proudly, with emotion and love. Grandchildren spoke of grandparents they never knew. Today, the 9/11 death toll continues, though, to grow so many years after the attack. Many who were exposed to the toxic dust from the collapsed towers, well, they've come down with 9/11-linked illnesses.
Okay, there was also a moment of silence in western Pennsylvania as the nation remembers the heroes aboard United Flight 93. Here's Jeff Manasso.
Bells of remembrance honoring 40 passengers and crew members aboard Flight 93, following a moment of silence and reflection to how the world changed on 9/11 and to the lives saved by strangers who came together as one.
Their decision to fight back against the terrorists who had hijacked their plane saved an untold number of lives and preserved the U.S. Capitol, the symbol and center of our democracy.
Flight 93 National Memorial Superintendent Stephen Clark, the crash site, now a national park that includes a wall of names and a 93-foot tall monument of 40 wind chimes called the Tower of Voices. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, those mortgage rates kind of dropping here, looking pretty good. 30-year, they're looking better, let me put it like that. 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.29%, 15-year at 5.70%. Coming up in five sports on News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. The U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis is on lockdown after a midshipman who had been kicked out of the school has returned to campus with a weapon. At least one victim is being flown from the Naval Academy with serious, potentially life-threatening wounds, according to Anne Arundel First Alert on Facebook. Multiple victims are reportedly being assessed by EMS. A manhunt continues for the gunman responsible for the deadly shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University on Wednesday. President Trump believes the suspect will soon be caught.
I think progress is being made. He's an animal, total animal. And hopefully they'll have him and they'll get him.
The president with those remarks while leaving the White House to attend a game at Yankee Stadium in New York, marking the 24th anniversary of 9/11. I'm Tom Rigotti. This is Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Last year, Notre Dame lost to NIU, and because of that, many were out of Marcus Freeman. And Marcus shut everyone up by finding a way to take his squad all the way to the national championship game. Now entering this season, many view Notre Dame as a title contender. And in week one, the Irish lost to a very good Miami team. Now the Irish welcome an A&M, and Marcus Freeman must win, or people start to jump back off the bandwagon. I'm Zach Gelb.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance.
It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays, call your plays like a pro with live betting, or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the ruling from the First District Court of Appeals yesterday that Stan McDaniels did not violate the Constitution in open carrying a firearm here in Pensacola, making it legal now to open carry in at least the First District and perhaps the entire state of Florida, since the Attorney General is not intending to appeal this ruling. Of course, we also talked extensively about Charlie Kirk and that horrific incident. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, so far, we've made it through the peak of hurricane season. Strong, dry, and dusty air has limited storm development. NHC forecasters say when the season starts to ramp up, the region from the Caribbean into the southern Gulf will be the area to watch. As of today, though, the Atlantic Basin shows calm conditions, and forecasts show that no tropical activity is anticipated in the Gulf over the next 7 days.
Number two.
Animal service fees are scheduled to increase in Santa Rosa County. Commissioners voting today on a new fee structure, updating the ordinance adopted back in 2019. Redemption fees will see the largest change, as the ordinance also aims to provide consistency for fines related to animal control violations. Well, if the measure is approved, the revised fees will become effective October 1st.
Number three.
And a popular downtown Pensacola microbrewery will be closing its doors at the end of the month. Doc's Hops Shop has posted on social media saying that they plan to close up shop on September 30th. In a heartfelt social media announcement, the brewery thanked the community for their support over the years. The business was founded in 2022.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, I just wanted to remind you, I know I touched on this earlier, but I just want to put this out there. The Women for Responsible Legislation meeting, the monthly meeting, the WRL meeting, will take place tomorrow. 10:30 to 12 noon at the Public Library over on Spring Street. This is the main branch library. Special guest tomorrow, a good friend of mine, good buddy, Grover Robinson. He'll be speaking. Of course, Grover, former mayor of Pensacola and District 4 county commissioner. So he will be speaking tomorrow. Put it down on your calendar, 10:30 to noon at the library, WRL in action on Friday.
And residents are encouraged to register their home surveillance cameras, which are useful in investigations due to their increasing presence. Currently, 600 homeowners in Escambia have registered their cameras. Sheriff Chip Simmons says more registrations are needed as the cameras currently available have proven to be effective.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Chapman, who has been lights out to say the least. That is dominant as it gets. 50 straight batters face without a hit.
Back to left center field. That's going to drop down and get to the wall. Langoliers to second base. There's a hit and a big one at that.
On NBC Sports California, Shea Langoliers of the Athletics became the first batter in 51 batters against Red Sox closer Aroldis Chapman to get a hit. Chapman had not allowed any hits since July 23rd. 17 straight appearances, third longest stretch in Major League Baseball history by any pitcher. But Chapman gave up a double to lead off the ninth inning in West Sacramento, and shortly after.
Line drive to left! Butler ices the game, and the A's down the Red Sox!
On NBC Sports California, Lawrence Butler provided the game-winning single for the Athletics, who beat the Red Sox 5-4. Boston still tied for the top two American League wildcard spots with the Yankees, who were clobbered by the Tigers 11-1. The Mariners are within 2.5 games of New York and Boston. Seattle won its fifth game in a row. The Mariners beat the Cardinals in 13 innings, 4-2. Seattle is still one game behind Houston in the AL West. Astros beat the Blue Jays 3-2. Bad news for the San Francisco 49ers, preparing to face the Saints this weekend without their starting quarterback.
Any further sense about whether Brock will be able to play on Sunday?
I think it's a long shot.
Is it possible that Purdy's injury could be a multi-week thing?
That's possible.
And that's the toe, more so than the shoulder.
Yes.
Do you know how the toe injury happened?
Yeah, I think it happened scrambling.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan figures to have Mac Jones at quarterback Sunday at New Orleans against the Saints on Fox. The Niners, already without all-pro tight end George Kittle, placed on injured reserve this week to miss at least four games because of a hamstring injury. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and coverage is underway for Thursday night football between the Commanders and Packers. Pregame coverage starting on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app, which is absolutely free. That's how you tune into that.
And your big game is getting ready to get underway, North Carolina State, Wake Forest.
Yep, that's the only major college game tonight.
Should be a very good game. Let me just run down the high school activity tonight. Game getting underway in 20 minutes. Booker T. Washington at Fort Walton Beach. Tomorrow night, Tate at Milton. Both those schools, great record, 3-0. Escambia, Panama City Bay. Montgomery Catholic at Pensacola Catholic. Pine Forest at Choctaw. Destin at Pensacola High. Panama City Mosley at Navarre. Northview at Central, Walton at West Florida, Jay against Baker getting byes this week, Pace and Gulf Breeze, UWF in action Saturday. Up there at the Penn Air Field, kickoff at 6, taking on Shorter. So there you go. That's a kind of an overview on what's happening. Oh, by the way, just not to forget, Wahoo's in action tonight. Mm-hmm. They had a rough night last night. Columbus posted a 6-5 win over the good guys. They're back in action. They threw the first pitch out tonight, 6-5. The Clean Stones are in town.
All righty. And the NFL will not discipline Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson for his interaction with a fan during Sunday night's game against the Buffalo Bills. That's according to league officials, after Jackson was seen shoving a Bills fan who pushed his teammate's helmet during the game. That fan has been banned from all league events by the NFL, and Jackson apologized, said he shouldn't have let saying that he should have instead let security handle the situation. But the league said the Ravens handled the matter internally and no further action or fines are needed.
Okay, another San Francisco 49ers player will not be playing for now. Joe Morgan has the details.
The 49ers are dealing with some serious injury issues early in the season. San Francisco head coach Kyle Shanahan told reporters on Wednesday that quarterback Brock Purdy is a long shot to play Sunday against the Saints. Purdy is dealing with toe and left shoulder injuries that happened during San Francisco's season-opening win over the Seahawks. If Purdy is unable to go, Mac Jones would get the start. The news came one day after six-time Pro Bowl tight end George Kittle was placed on the injured reserve with a hamstring injury. Kittle will be eligible to return to the field in Week 6 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
All righty, and let's see here on the health side of things. Health experts urging parents to make sure their children do not skip breakfast. Jennifer Highland is a registered dietitian at the Cleveland Clinic and says children are going to have a lot of trouble focusing in the classroom and staying awake if they skip breakfast. She recommends foods with healthy fats, carbohydrates, protein, and fiber.
Let me tell you how I approach it. I do. I have a nice breakfast in the mornings. I never eat lunch. It tires me out during the middle of the day.
Yeah, I can get that.
And then I have a nice dinner. But that's the way I kind of, not that you really care, but I thought I'd share my eating habits with you. Hey, health, speaking of eating habits, health issues remain for victims and first responders for the 9/11 attacks. Very serious health problems to talk about. Lisa Brady has more about a government program made to assist those individuals.
Today marks 24 years since the September 11th terror attacks, and many people impacted continue to have health issues. The World Trade Center Health Program is a federal program that assists with medical monitoring and treatment for World Trade Center-related conditions in New York, also from the Pentagon and the crash in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The program was established by Congress with an act named after New York City Police Detective James Zadroga, and it's authorized until the year 2090. It provides no-cost treatment for certified related health conditions, but it doesn't replace primary health insurance. To learn more, go to cdc.gov/WTC/. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And the University of Texas plans to stop offering hormone treatment to its transgender students. A UT spokesperson announced on Tuesday that University Health Services has notified patients that the campus clinic will end hormone therapy treatment as of January 1st. Between now and then, trans students should have time to find another provider, with which the university will help them to do.
Well, Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced the release of the MAHA Commission report, which lays out 128 policy recommendations on how to prevent chronic childhood illnesses. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
We're changing nutrition standards in baby formula. We are requiring medical schools to do nutrition education. There's 128 recommendations. A lot of them we're going to accomplish before the end of this year.
And President Trump going after prescription drug advertising. He signed a memorandum that closes a loophole allowing companies to point consumers to another source, like their website, for all the information about the product side effects or risks. Trump is sending out letters notifying pharmaceutical companies about the change.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together.
Yeah, that's just what I do. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much going on the roads. It's been that way for about the last 20 to 30 minutes or so. If you are having issues wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for long. As for your weather, let's see, sitting at around 89 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for the next several days, with highs sitting at around a steady 90.
Well, the man who helped law enforcement quickly find the suspect in the second attempt on President Trump's life last year testified today in federal court. Jessica Rosenthal has more on News Radio 92.3.
Tommy McGee told jurors his office is near the Trump International Golf Course. And on the afternoon of September 15th, he heard what sounded like gunfire, then saw a man running out of the bushes near the golf course, that they made eye contact, and the man, who turned out to be Brian Ruth, looked disheveled and frantic. McGee followed him in his vehicle to get a shot of his license plate and then went back and told police and Secret Service what he found. They ended up flying McGee to the scene of the arrest about 40 miles away. On cross-examination, Ruth, who's representing himself, congratulated McGee and called him an American hero, though tried to ask if he was a Trump supporter. McGee said he'd rather not say. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
New inflation data showing an increase in prices. Edward Lawrence all over this from the White House.
We're seeing an incremental rise now month over month over the past 4 months. Now, the numbers in line with expectations, but the trend just is not a good one. Now, month over month, if you look at the CPI inflation starting in May to June, we actually started to see month over month inflation rise, and it continued to rise month over month, now at 0.4% in the August report. So year over year, we're at 2.9%. So meanwhile, the revisions to the jobs report shows a much weaker jobs market than first thought. So you have this situation where the revisions show the first negative job growth there in June since December of 2020, and the Federal Reserve is in a restrictive territory regarding its rates. Overwhelmingly, the market believes that this will be a 25 basis point cut announced on Wednesday.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks rose today as traders remained cautiously optimistic. The latest reading of the Consumer Price Index wouldn't stand in the way of the Fed lowering rates next week. All three major averages scored all-time highs today, with the Dow gaining more than 615 points, the S&P 500 added 55, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 157. Shares of Opendoor jumped 50% higher after the company announced new positions for some of its higher executives. The meme stock hit a 52-week high, continuing its blistering pace this year, up more than 400%. Bloomberg reports that Elon Musk is no longer the world's richest man. Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison leapfrogged Musk yesterday after the company's shares surged by more than a third. Shares of Oracle drew back by 7% today. Crude oil futures for October are above $62 a barrel at $62.24. That's Your Money Now.
648, News Radio 92.3. Tech companies face a federal probe over AI chatbots acting as companions, and how the tech may impact young users. Christian Goodwin has the story.
The Federal Trade Commission issuing orders to seven companies, including Meta, OpenAI, Alphabet, and Snap, asking for more information on how these platforms measure, test, and monitor potentially negative impacts of AI-powered chatbots on children and teens. The agency says chatbots use generative artificial intelligence technology to simulate human-like communication and interpersonal relationships with users, designed to communicate like a friend, which may prompt some users to trust and form relationships with the tech. Officials say protecting kids online is a top priority, noting they are looking to understand what steps, if any, companies have taken to evaluate the safety of these chatbots and help users and parents better understand the risks. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Paramount Skydance reportedly preparing a bid to acquire Warner Brothers Discovery. The Wall Street Journal reports the bid is backed by the Ellison family and will consist mostly of cash. The offer would cover Warner Bros. Entire business, including its cable TV channels and film studio. This move follows Warner Brothers Discovery's plan to split into one division for legacy cable and another for streaming and studios.
Well, Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy looks to make changes to air traffic amid a spike in near collisions and a couple of real catastrophic crashes between aircraft. Connor Hansen has the report for you.
CEOs of major airlines were seen in Washington leaving a meeting with Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. Reportedly on the agenda, the government's $12.5 billion plan to improve the nation's antiquated air traffic control system. Duffy is asking Congress to add another $19 billion. The push for more investment comes after high-profile problems this year, like the crash of a commercial plane and a military helicopter in Washington, D.C. Last week, Secretary Duffy said 2,000 air traffic controllers will be hired this year. But despite the added investment, some Democrats say they're still concerned about federal funding cuts. Connor Hansen, Fox News.
And over 3,000 St. Louis area Boeing employees on strike could be headed back to work. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers has reached a tentative agreement with Boeing to end a strike that started in early August. Union officials say the five-year deal includes improved wages and restores a signing bonus, but members will vote on the contract tomorrow.
All right, 6:50, 10 away from 7, News Radio 92.3. This is not good. Unemployment for young Americans is on the rise. Lauren Simonetti has those numbers for you.
The jobless rate for 16 to 24-year-olds is 10.5%, 10.5. That's more than double the overall unemployment rate in the country, which is 4.3%. The question is, why? AI could be taking some entry-level jobs that younger people would get. Companies in general cutting back on their staff. More demand for skilled workers or talented workers, more experience. And the worry is that if you disillusion a new generation of workers, you ultimately could have a lost generation.
Okay, the House passing that massive defense policy bill. A lot of vets happen about this one. 1494 is the number, and here we go.
The National Defense Authorization Act passing in a mostly party-line vote, with 17 Democrats voting for it and 4 Republicans voting against it. The NDAA greenlights nearly $900 billion in military spending, with Republican Tom Barrett touting an amendment he says would improve collision avoidance technology between military and civilian aircrafts.
We're going to begin the process of upgrading our military fleet to account for that.
Democrats had issues with what they considered culture war amendments, like one that would prevent the Pentagon's health insurance from covering transgender services. The House and Senate will need to reach a compromise on their respective bills before sending it to President Trump's desk. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, some pop culture notes, some frivolous headlines for you to help ease you into this Tuesday or Thursday night right here on News Radio 92.3.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Well, here we are again, and I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty, lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons?
This does not bode well for the car or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.655, heads up, Pensacola. This is News Radio 92.3, of course. Austin Price all cranked up here, looking at that weather and local traffic together this evening.
Yes, roads looking clear. As for the weather, 89 degrees. That's been clear for several days now. Sunny, mostly clear is what we're going to have for the next several days as well. 89 degrees right now, low of 72 this evening.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Hollywood and music stars mourn the loss of Charlie Kirk. Michelle Polino has the details this evening.
Stars across country music, Hollywood, and rock mourned the death of Charlie Kirk, the 31-year-old conservative commentator who was shot and killed Wednesday at Utah Valley University. Actress Candace Cameron Bure posted a photo on Instagram writing, "We love you, Charlie. Well done, good and faithful servant." Jason Aldean shared a black and white image with the dates 1993 to 2025 underneath. Kid Rock said on Instagram, "God bless Charlie Kirk, a true patriot." Actor Josh Duhamel urged followers to remember Kirk's wife and two children, while Jillian Michaels called him a rare and special soul who embraced debate even with those who disagreed. Comedy Central also pulled a repeat episode that would have featured Cartman as a Charlie Kirk-type figure. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And actress Barbara Eden laughs at what was considered a scandal from Time on I Dream of Jeannie. In a recent interview with Remind Magazine, Eden said she had to wear high-waisted pants to cover her belly button because NBC's Standards and Practices Department during the 60s had a no-navel edict. Her outfit was a shrug over a crop top to go with flowy pants. Eden says she never took the supposed scandal seriously, saying, quote, I had everything covered except my arms.
Okay, the man who killed John Lennon outside his New York City apartment has been denied parole again. Lisa LaSera's in New York City with the details.
The gunman appeared before a parole board in New York on August 27th. The decision to deny his parole for the 14th time was recently posted online by the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. John Lennon was shot to death the night of December 8, 1980, as he was returning home after a recording session. Earlier, he had signed an autograph for the killer on a copy of his just-released album Double Fantasy. He was arrested within minutes and is serving 20 years to life at Greenhaven Correctional Facility, north of New York City. His next parole hearing is in February 2027. In New York, Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
All right, and Twisted Sisters, Dee Snider says, we still want to rock. Snider announced that Twisted Sister will get back together for a tour in 2026. In a press release, Snider said, if you're lucky enough to be in a band that people still want to see after 50 years, how can you not answer the call? Twisted Sister retired from touring in 2016 and in 2021. Snider told Metal from the Inside he's 100% committed to not reuniting.
I saw them on stage. They didn't look too happy about going.
And if you do want an update, Wake Forest just got inside the 10.
That makes a lot of sense with
breaking news.
Okay. The front runner in the race for mayor of New York wants to make World Cup soccer matches more affordable. Good for him. Tom Rigotti has the story.
He has a goal in mind. New York Democratic Socialist candidate for mayor Zoran Mamdani is calling on soccer's global governing body to make it cheaper for New Yorkers to attend the World Cup. Mamdani is demanding FIFA reverse its variable pricing plan for next year's tournament, likening it to price gouging. He wants 15% of tickets to be set aside at discounted prices for residents. The tournament will be played across 16 cities in North America. For now, tickets will start at $60 for group stage matches and increase to over $6,700 for the final, which will be at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey near New York. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Want to fly somewhere nearby? How about taking an Uber in the sky? Technology is amazing. Here's Abin Brown.
Uber usually shuttles you and your food around on the ground, making use of contracted drivers in their own cars. The company is also working to integrate autonomous vehicles for both human transport and food delivery, but starting as soon as next year, it will add service from Blade Air helicopters. Blade already provides so-called air mobility service in places like New York City, Long Island, and the Jersey Shore. Blade is now owned by air taxi startup Joby, which is working to bring electric vertical takeoff and landing crafts to Uber services, too. No word yet on fare costs. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, that wraps it for Austin Price and Chris Bryan. We'll be back tomorrow at 4 on News Radio 92.3. Have a great evening, everybody.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.